The 1947 Broadway musical Finian's Rainbow was ahead of its time in many ways. While it delivered the standard musical comedy tropes of a sweet romance and silly subplots, it had some bite to it, using humor to attack the racism that was all too prevalent in those post-war years. The combination probably wouldn't work without plenty of comedy and some great songs, but it does, and the show has stayed relevant and continued to find new audiences down through the years. Director Susie Bond is bringing the show to the Kilauea Drama and Entertainment Network's Kilauea Theater on Hawaii Island next week, and she's on the line to tell us about the production. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Chris. How's it going?
Great, great. What drew you to this show?
Well, we did the show when I was working with the Arts Center 18 years ago, and it's just so much fun, and it just has such a relevant theme, especially these days, that it was time to bring it back.
Well, I mean, the plot includes what, a leprechaun, you know, magic, and a southern senator who was based on kind of a notorious character of the time.
Yeah, and is kind of notorious these days too.
Yeah.
It's amazing how relevant that whole part of the show is, the racial issues and the corrupt politician issues.
Well, describe for me, if you would, a little bit how that fits into the story.
Well, there's the senator is trying to buy up all the land in the valley to prevent them from bringing electricity in, because it's going to be the ruination of the valley,
mm-hmm.
of Rainbow Valley in Missituckee.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's one piece of land he can't is having trouble acquiring, and that's the one that belongs to Woody Mahoney and his sister Susan. And Finian and his daughter pay the interest on the taxes that are owed, and so Finian asks him for a little piece of it, and that's where he buries his pot of gold that mm-hmm. he has stolen from the leprechauns in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. And the leprechauns aren't at all pleased about that, as I recall.
Oh, no. Og is sent over to try and get the croc back from him, and as Finian has control of it, the leprechauns are becoming more and more mortal.
Mm-hmm.
And so Og's dilemma is that he's becoming more mortal, but in the process he's also discovering things like love, and is falling in love with the girl he's near.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's just such a wonderfully fun plot. You know, I mean, that all of the silly plot twists are just so much fun.
Yeah. You know, it has one of my favorite, every musical of this type has got their sort of falling in love, the guy and the girl scene, right?
Right.
And with you know, leading to the song. And in this case, it's that old Devil Moon, yeah?
Yes.
I love that scene.
I do, too. And Kaimi Moraes and Samantha Psyche are wonderful. Woody and Sharon just are so adorable when they're singing it. It's just, you have to smile.
Well, it reminds me of the scene in Oklahoma, If I Loved You, where the guy and the girl very kind of shyly declare their feelings. Yeah,
right.
It adds a kind of a tenderness to it.
It does. It adds a lot of tenderness to it. But I'll tell you, Samantha will knock your socks off with How Are Things in Guacamora.
Yeah,
the first time she sang it in rehearsal, I just started to cry. And so did the accompanist. So it's such a wonderful song, and it is sort of a little tearjerker, and it's right at the beginning of the show. It's sort of like, hey, we're going to have a happy song, and then we're going to whack you in the face, and then we're going to have another happy song right after that. So it's, once again, we're having a lot of fun. We've got a lot of families involved for the first time ever. We've got three generations of one family in a show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of fun for us, a dad, his son, and granddaughter. And the dad is one of the gospeliers, the son is playing Rockins, and the granddaughter is playing Diana, one of the kids in the show.
The gospeliers, where are they in the show?
They come in after Senator Rockins has been wished black by Sharon, who is standing by the croc, and unknowingly, she's angry with him about the way he's treating the people in the town. So she says, I wish you were black, and turns him black. And he wanders around out in the forest for a couple of weeks, and the Gospeliers come along, and they've lost one of their members. And so Rawkins is, when he, Og puts a spell on him to make her a make him a nicer person.
Uh-huh.
And so he wakes up singing, and the Gospeliers come along and say, hey, we need a fourth. And so it's the first time he's been accepted as the person that he is, which is now the black man.
Uh-huh.
And but then he finds out that he has no rights as a black man, unless he has to be to go back to white to have any rights.
You know, Susie,
it's that whole thing of the racial issue coming back and forth, and sadly, themes are very true.
Sure.
So,
you know, Susie, when I saw a Broadway revival of that show, that moment, the transformation moment, it stopped the show. I mean, it was brilliant.
They did theirs with a mask, didn't they, in the revival?
No.
Or did they actually switch actors?
They switched actors. And
yeah, we didn't have someone who was 6'4" and matched the guy that we got. We have to deal with it in a little bit different way. People have been saying, well, what are you going to do, have him go blackface? And it's like, no, because we're not going to go to that insensitive point.
Yeah.
But we are going to darken his skin tone.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me whenever I think about the show that you can have what's basically a fun and frothy Broadway musical with that kind of a message in it and have that message actually work.
Right. And it does work in this show. The whole theme is brought at you, and yet it's resolved nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point is that we are a rainbow. There's a rainbow of faces and cultures. And one of the things I like about doing it here is that there really is a rainbow. It's not just about black and white, and we do have our racial issues here in the islands.
Mm-hmm.
And, being a Haole girl born in a plantation town on Maui, I've got the other side of that. It's not to the extent that it is in the South by any stretch of the imagination, but there is that whole racial thing, and it's nice to bring together that rainbow of culture and create something positive out of it.
I quite agree, Susie. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for supporting KDEN. We really appreciate it.
Well, have a great show. Susie Bond is the director of the Kilauea Drama and Entertainment Network, known as KDEN's production of Finian's Rainbow, its 15th annual summer musical. The show will run July 7th through 23rd, with performances on Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sundays at 2:30 p.m. at KMC's Kilauea Theater.